Mackey Motors at tailgate rolling on here on 93.7 at KKRL. Jeff Blankman talking right now with the Wolves ICAM and Wolves head coach, Corey McCarville. And coach, as always, how you doing? And appreciate you joining us here today.
I appreciate it.
Coach, you know, this has been a fun, I call it a friendly rivalry. I don't know how you feel, but you and ESAC haven't played every year, but you've played quite a bit here in the last 10 years or so. But the last six games, I think 14 points is the biggest difference. Four of the six games been decided by pretty much 6 points or less, so one score or less. So good ball games, good matchups. What do you attribute why these games seem to play out so well? And then what is it that you guys have won five of those six? So why is it that you feel like you guys have that edge?
Well, I don't know if we necessarily have, a huge edge. I just think, I know ESAC and Coach McCall does a great job. You know, they're well coached. They do a variety of different things. They can pass it a little bit. They can run it. They're not always in the same set offensively or defensively. You know, they do a great job of getting us scouted. And I think, you know, we usually play each other early. So there's a lot of unknowns, because every team's a little bit different at the beginning of the year. So there's a lot of question marks of personnel and groupings and philosophies and what they're going to have to do. So, yeah, I think it's a really good game. I respect the heck out of them. I know they do a great job, and I know that they're going to kind of show us a lot of things that we need to improve upon. That's why I've always liked this game. When you go back and watch the tape, there's a lot of learning that can take place, and, we have to do, what we have to do differently moving forward for the rest of the season.
What are you hoping to see from your guys tonight?
Well, I really hope that we can, that we can compete. We have a lot of new guys out there, and hopefully they compete, and hopefully they finish blocks, and they tackle well and things like that. So hopefully we compete, hopefully we execute, and hopefully we don't make a lot of mental mistakes.
You do seem to have the size advantage up front. How do you take advantage of that?
Well, I think that we have a couple of good linemen that I think we're happy with. I think what we're going to have to do is just really kind of mix it up, though. We want to try to be a little bit more balanced than what we've been traditionally, running and passing the ball. Size-wise, I just want us to execute. I really do. Yeah, they still have some big guys. When I look at their defensive front, they still got, they got three guys that are over 200 pounds and they move well. So it's going to be a challenge.
Their defense was really good last year. How do you think they'll be the same as what they were a year ago, maybe defensively, even though it's kind of a new core of guys?
Well, what I think they do is they have some really good linebackers. I think that's why they kind of play the front that they do, because they have guys that move pretty well and are good tacklers. And that's hard. They're good at getting off the block. So really, to me, the biggest thing is just maintaining blocks and getting on guys and executing.
How do you anticipate them trying to slow down your run game?
Well, I think they're going to press the line of scrimmage. That's what they've traditionally done. They move their linebackers around, so it takes away a lot of the good angles that we're looking for. So they're going to move linebackers around. They're going to press the line of scrimmage. They're going to stunt, and they're going to do a variety of stunts. And, they're going to X, and they're going to fire, and they're going to shoot. And they're going to do a variety of stunts. So it's always a challenge.
I know when we talked in our preseason interview, we talked a little bit about Ben Ramsey and him returning, and you talked a little bit about, you had graduated some of your receivers, but you thought you had some new guys kind of moving into those roles that could do well. How have you seen that, connection grow with Ben and this new group of guys he's going to have to throw the football to?
Well, Ben throws a nice ball. We know that. And we have a couple of guys that have grown as receivers. But it's different when you're running against scout team guys versus, another actual true varsity football player. So that's going to be the next challenge. And that's why I'm looking forward to the game, is just to see if those guys can take that next step.
They're probably going to want to run the football. It's what they've done under Coach McCullough defensively. What do you need to do to contain it?
Well, to me, we got to be gap sound. When I go back and watch tape, they're really good at cutting back. Their offensive line does a great job of getting on linebackers and kind of shoving them past the hole. We can't overrun stuff. That's one thing that we're stressing our linebackers. You can't overrun plays. We have to squeeze, our DNs and D tackles. We have to stay gap sound. We can't overrun things. We have to squeeze the hole, squeeze the ball, And, you know, just we have to be sound tacklers when you get there.
As far as special teams go, do you feel like there's an advantage for you guys anywhere?
Well, special teams is always the tricky part, especially in the first game of the year, because you're playing a lot of young guys, and you're never 100% sure how they're going to respond. You know, last year I thought they had an outstanding kicker. I think that young man graduated.
Yep.
So it's always tough to tell when a new season, the first game of the year, kicking, punting, kick return, that type of stuff, how that's all going to go.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us. We look forward to catching up with you for the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show coming up after the ball game here tonight. So wish you the best of luck, and thanks for joining us here.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Corey McCarville again with the IKM Manning Wolves. We'll be back. We'll talk with Eric McCullough with the ESAC Raiders. That's coming up next here on the Mackey Motors Tailgate.